Welcome to our podcast. Today's guests are Jennifer Ross and Julia Huffine from our Medicare team. Today's topic will be annual enrollment period for Medicare. Ladies, thank you for being here today and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thanks.
Our first question is for you, Jennifer, and it is, what is the fall open enrollment period or AEP?
Thank you, Shelley. The fall open enrollment period, also known as AEP or annual election period, begins every year October 15th and ends December 7th. This is when Medicare beneficiaries can make changes to their insurance coverage, including adding, dropping, or changing a Medicare Advantage plan or a standalone Part D prescription plan for the upcoming year. Even if you're happy with your current health and drug coverage, the fall open enrollment time is the time to review the coverage that you have, what's available for the upcoming year, compare it with other options to be sure that your coverage will meet your needs for the upcoming calendar year.
Thank you very much for that information, Jennifer. Can you also tell us what an enrollee for Medicare can do and what they cannot do during AEP?
Absolutely. There are certain changes that can be made during this time frame. These changes include joining a new Medicare Advantage plan, changing from one Medicare Advantage plan to another, joining a new Part D prescription plan, or changing your current Part D prescription plan. This is also the time when some beneficiaries might choose to switch from original Medicare to a Medicare Advantage plan, or switch back to original Medicare from a Medicare Advantage plan. It's important to note that one thing you cannot do during this time frame, or it is not considered an open enrollment for, would be a Medigap, also known as a Medicare supplement plan. I do want to touch on one thing specific about Part D prescription drug benefits, and this is for people who are age 65 and older and are working and receiving your medical and prescription coverage through your employer. It's important to keep an eye out for an annual notice from your employer that's going to tell you if your employer plan has prescription drug coverage that is considered as good or better than what Medicare prescription drug plans have. If you receive a notification that your prescription drug coverage is not as good or better than Medicare drug coverage, it's strongly encouraged that you join a Medicare Part D plan during the annual enrollment period.
Jennifer, thank you for going through all that information with us and specifically for talking about the Part D notice. Employers are getting those out during the year, but especially right prior to the October 15th date, so I appreciate you going through that with us. Julia, can you tell us about some other things a Medicare enrollee would need to consider at this time?
Sure, Shelley. Medicare beneficiaries should always review plans carefully to ensure that they have access to healthcare providers that they want to see or that they're currently seeing. Make sure, too, that you access a preferred pharmacy. These pharmacies have lower drug costs for a given plan. You also want to access, you want to have a plan that has access to benefits and services you may need in the future. Look at that carefully. In addition, check the cost for the insurance premiums, the deductibles, and the cost-sharing amount. In addition, you can go to Medicare.gov, that's www.medicare.gov, to access the 2022 Medicare and You Handbook. The handbook has increases in original Medicare premiums, deductibles, coinsurance, and in addition, your health insurance broker can help you with these changes. They live in the same community where their beneficiaries live, so they can help them navigate these complex changes.
Thank you for pointing out all those things for us and the point that the brokers are there, and also you as members of our Medicare team are there to assist anyone who needs help during this time. So my next question is, We hear a lot of abbreviations in the health world and certainly in the Medicare world, and you ladies have brought a few up. But Jennifer, I'm wondering if you can explain to us, what is the ANOC, which is the Annual Notice of Change, or the Evidence of Coverage, which is known as an EOC? What are those, and what do these potential Medicare enrollees need to know?
Of course, Shelley, you're right. Medicare enrollees tend to end up in an alphabet soup world, and the Annual Notice of Change, or the Evidence of Coverage, is something that every Medicare beneficiary who is enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan or a standalone Part D prescription plan will receive every year, right around the end of September. The purpose of these two forms, the ANOC, Annual Notice of Change, or the Evidence of Coverage, is to outline any changes to your plan for the upcoming calendar year, such as the plan's costs, any changes to the premiums, any changes to your plan specific to co-pays, co-insurance. It's also going to talk about the plan's benefits and coverage specifically about prescription drugs. In other words, it's going to list the plan's formulary, which is the covered list of drugs. It's important to make sure that any prescriptions that a beneficiary is taking remains covered on their plan from 1 year to the next. These are some changes that can happen year over year, and that's the purpose for the Annual Notice of Change, or the Evidence of Coverage, is to specifically let members know what changes they could see for the upcoming year. Another thing that we want to talk about that is relatively new is the senior savings model for insulin. Participation in this program is voluntary, and the program is designed to help beneficiaries who take insulin keep their costs down. If you are a beneficiary who is taking insulin, it's important that you find a plan that participates in the senior savings model, as those plans will cap insulin at $35 copay per month. Again, carrier enrollment in this program is voluntary, so you may be able to find another drug plan that would treat your medications with a lower copay. And again, even if a beneficiary is happy with their Medicare Advantage plan or their Part D plan, it's very, very important to review what plans are available for the upcoming calendar year. One may find another plan in the area that suits their needs and maybe have higher, better benefits and a lower premium. Or if there was a change to your current plan, you may be able to find a new plan without those changes.
Thank you, Jennifer. I think all those things help to point out how important it is to go through this AEP period. It's truly a short period, October 15th to December 7th, and it's important for everyone to take this time to review what they have and to see what's new out there. So with that in mind, Joya, can you go through with us what are some things that are new this year for a Medicare enrollee?
Well, you'll see in 2022 that a lot of Medicare Advantage plans may have zero premium. You know, they may have supplemental benefits such as dental, vision, hearing, transportation. It's extremely important for a beneficiary, though, to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan that covers their medical needs, that their doctors are in network, their other providers are in network, and that their drugs are covered. That's what's really important. Those supplemental plans can go away.
Yes. Well, ladies, I want to say thank you so much for all of this. Before we wrap up our podcast, is there anything on your mind that you'd like to share with our listeners before we end today's podcast?
Well, I certainly want to remind everybody that our Medicare team is equipped to assist with any questions or concerns about the annual enrollment period, which occurs from October 15th until December 7th. Should you have any questions, please reach out to your broker consultant or account manager to be connected with our Medicare team.
Thank you again very much, ladies. It's been a pleasure to have you on the podcast today. Just some legal terms at the end here. This podcast is designed to highlight various employee benefit matters of general interest to our listeners. It is not intended to interpret laws or regulations or to address specific client situations. You should not act or rely on any information contained herein without seeking the advice of an attorney or tax professional. So once again, Jennifer, Joya, thank you very much for participating today and sharing all this great information with us. We hope you found this podcast helpful and informative. If you have any questions, please contact your account manager or sales executive. Thank you very much.